I'm Steve Miller reporting. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced on Thursday a week-long ceasefire with the Taliban to coincide with the holiday marking the end of Ramadan next week. He said the ceasefire will begin on June 12th and last through the Eid al-Fitr holiday on June 19th. The ceasefire does not include al-Qaeda or the Islamic State group. There was no immediate comment from the Taliban, who have steadily expanded their presence in recent years, capturing a number of districts across the country and carrying out near-daily attacks, mainly targeting Afghan security forces. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says he has reached a deal to fine the Chinese telecom firm ZTE to pay a $1 billion fine and also put $400 million in escrow should it violate the terms of the deal. AP's Warren Levinson has more.
The fine comes on top of $1 billion ZTE has already paid for violating U.S. sanctions on Iran and North Korea. The company has raised suspicions at U.S. intelligence agencies over fears its products could be used for espionage. Ross told CNBC the Chinese company has agreed to embed a compliance team picked by the United States and to change its board within a month. Warren Levinson, New York.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House today. During their meeting, Abe will urge the U.S. leader not to forget Tokyo's security concerns and his drive for a historic deal with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Abe has spoken to President Trump about 30 times since he became president, including 8 face-to-face meetings. And officials say Washington is well aware of Tokyo's stance towards Pyongyang. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Guatemala's National Disaster Agency suspended search and rescue efforts at the zone devastated by the eruption of the volcano.